The Arizona Court of Appeals in about 15 minutes will start hearing arguments about whether the state's Medicaid expansion was approved legally or not. At issue is what the law calls an assessment on providers. Critics call that a tax, which would have required a higher vote threshold than the plan got in the legislature. Joining me to talk about this is Mary Jo Pitzel. She covers state government for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Mary Jo, good morning.
Morning to you.
So this is basically over what is a tax, right? And whether or not this plan constitutes a new tax or it does not.
Right. That's the central issue. Today's arguments will really center around the process by which the legislature brought on Medicaid expansion nearly 4 years ago. It's not directly talking about, the medical benefits or even the cost of doing Medicaid expansion. It's all about how we got there.
Now, lower courts have ruled that this was, in fact, an assessment and have allowed that the legislature did pass it in an appropriate manner. Do you get the sense that critics are going to be changing their arguments at all? Are they going to be making the same kinds of claims to the Court of Appeals that they've been making to lower courts?
Well, the one interesting wrinkle in this since because this has been up through the courts, back down, and now it's on its way back up on the issue of the process, is that the governor in question has changed. And when Medicaid expansion happened in 2013, it was spearheaded by then-Governor Jan Brewer. Her successor, Doug Ducey, as you might recall, campaigned and said, he didn't think Medicaid expansion was a good thing. But he is in the role of as the head of the government, defending this decision by the state. So how vigorous of a defense he will mount is somewhat of a question. Although, having been governor now for 2 years, he recognizes how many people benefit from Medicaid, and also if you take away the money that Medicaid expansion brings, that blows about a $1 billion hole in the state budget, which already has a lot of other issues.
Well, one of the other changes since this case started was a change in administrations in Washington, D.C., and Republicans there have obviously been making repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act a main component. This Medicaid expansion was done under the ACA. Do we have a sense of how that might play into what happens here?
Not a real clear sense, but if Congress indeed decides to, the minute that they repeal the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, the hospital assessment that Arizona levied is repealed. It goes away. So whether they repeal and replace or just repeal, it will end the program here in Arizona.
Do we have a sense of when the judges might rule on this? Are we expecting a ruling at the end of today's hearing?
I would not hold my breath and expect anything today. This case has been rattling through the courts since 2013. The issue that's before the court today on the process of how this fee, or is it a tax, was implemented, that decision came down in August of 2015. So it's been quite some time. The appeals court surely will spend some time deliberating this, and all parties expect this ultimately to land with our state Supreme Court, which, probably adds another year or two to the debate, by which time maybe Congress will have decided what they're going to do.
I think the legal term for that is in due course.
Yes. Yes, it's a very, very long road. In the meantime, the hospitals continue to pay the assessment. This has kept down emergency room visits and therefore hospital costs. It's benefited supposedly a recent estimates, upward of 600,000 people. Whether state government likes or doesn't like the idea of the federal government contributing so heavily, it has been a big boost to the state budget.
Mary Jo Pitzel covers state government for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. We are talking about the Court of Appeals hearing in just a few moments about the state's Medicaid expansion plan. Mary Jo, thank you.
You bet. Thanks so much, Mark.